to the Warzone Amateur Hour Podcast.
Okay, welcome back to the Warzone Amateur Hour Podcast. This is episode number 105, and this is roughly our second week inside of Warzone 2, a rocky start for the Tronster, but starting to find my way. You know, oftentimes when you fall, you get lost, you just got to find that North Star, that place where you know how to get to. And that's really what I did the past few days, and it's starting to give me a little bit more success. Lots, though, to dive into as us and the community at large are starting to better understand this game. What's the move? What's not the move? What do we like? What do we dislike? So a lot to dive into. But before we dig into all of it, I'm going to turn to the 10-inch cowboy and ask you, cowboy, how was your week in the war zone?
Well, I can tell that you're not as enthusiastic as you were last week or the week before. So I think we share a similar sentiment with how it's been going. It's been getting harder, and I've been getting shit on a lot more frequently these days. I don't know if I like where the trajectory is leading. I'm having a hard time again. I feel a little lost. I'm just losing a lot of gunfights, and so that's where I'm at. How is it going for you?
Well, I mean, last week we spoke, you were touting your KD, saying you're better than me, you know, you're doing this and that.
Those two things can be true, just so you know.
Do you think they're still true after this week and after the aforementioned slapping around, which I just bared witness to directly before getting on here to record?
What was the question? Do you think my KD's still in good shape
after
this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I mean, I set it at such a high level that I think it's probably going to hang on for a while.
Those
first few games, yeah.
Got yourself a buffer.
Yeah, I built a buffer there the first couple of games. So that'll hold me for a couple of months, I think. So, yeah, it's been good.
My week in the Warzone was good. Very good, actually. A lot of fun. I mean, our session we just got off of was rocky. Some things I'm still getting the hang of, just like the timing of killing a player. I feel like I'm still haven't wrapped around my head around that, and it's causing me a lot of issues where, like, you kind of intrinsically knew in Warzone 1 where you were in a gunfight. Like, if you laid into a guy, you took some plates off, you kind of knew, like, where if you had the edge and you could kind of, you know, if you were going toe-to-toe, both inflicting damage, like, who was going to win that or how many more shots you kind of need to finish somebody off. Whereas now, I just don't have a grasp for that sense of like TTK. Sometimes it seems like it's an instant, other times it's like, fuck, how many more shots? You know, I seemingly think I got the jump on a guy and then he's got three shots on me, I'm dead. So like just now we had a team where I like downed a guy and then I saw somebody else in front of him and I felt like I put a lot of shots into it, but then he came right back at me and I was damn near downed. I don't know, what do you think about that?
I agree. I feel like I'm really good at taking plates off, but I'm really bad at getting downs. That's kind of where I'm at, is that I can, it also, there's blue plates, there's purple plates, there's like different icons that pop up when you're hitting them. Maybe we should run through that shit, because I have no fun. I really liked it when it used to just be like, you knew when you cracked them, you knew when you just took a plate off of, and it was like very simple. Now, they shouldn't have used the color blue, because blue meant cracking in the old version, and now when you just hit somebody, it shows blue, and you think that you've cracked them, but maybe you didn't. Am I the only one that's fucking freaking out over here?
No, dude, I'm glad we're going over this, because that, to me, was the biggest mystery my first week, is trying to decipher this new visual, the hit indicators, essentially. And I'm right there with you. I felt like certain things in Warzone 1 coming over to Warzone 2, it's like, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. And that was something that was clear as day. Like the color differentiator, I don't think they've realized how important that was, because the icon is so tiny. And now, like you said, So from my understanding, here's how I think it works. Is when you hit someone and they have plates and you're taking off plates, it will show the blue shield. That is like a plate. And then once you have broken them, removed all of their armor, it makes the crack sound, and that blue shield has a crack that goes through it. Almost sometimes I see it and I see a helmet, but it's not. It's like a cracked shield. And then if you are shooting someone doing damage without any plates, it's just a normal hit indicator. There's no like colored icon.
Got it. So the colored icon indicates the armor you're hurting. No, none of that. And it's just like the hit marker means you're just getting them there.
Yeah. And I really wish it was like you were taking plates. It was maybe whites. And then that, because the crack, that is such an important indicator. Now it just blurs into the whatever you're fucking doing. Really, you just hear the sound kind of. So I'm having to retrain my brain. It sounds like you are. I'm sure a lot of the community are as well. I don't know if there's a way. I don't think there's a way to like manually go in and fix that, kind of like you can where you can change the color of your pings and stuff now. But yeah, definitely not a fan of that system.
I agree. It's really, really, that's what's been throwing me off the most. So
yeah,
and it's hard to, I guess if you don't fully understand the system, it's hard to tell where you're at in the damage spectrum in a fight.
Exactly. Yeah. So something I think with time. Maybe they'll fix it or we'll just adjust. But that said, yeah, this week was really about weapon exploration, some weapon leveling. As we left off last time, I had gotten the M13 via DMZ. It sounds like you also were able to successfully do that. You have the M13 now. Is that correct, Cowboy?
I do. I'm going to have to level it some more to figure out where it's at, because right now, I think it's still level 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's how I was. It was like I immediately got it, and I'm like, ooh, I got the M13. It's like, well, fuck, now I got to level it. The good news is, though, I saw a video today from J-God saying it's definitely viable in Warzone and DMZ. The other good news is, as of date of this recording, there is a strat out there for leveling guns that I've never seen equaled in my Warzone career in terms of how fast you can level a gun. Because this week, I took the M13 from 0 to max in a matter of 2, maybe in a half games. And that was me not even hitting the strat as well as I could. I probably could have easily done it in 2 games, Cowboy.
When you say hitting the strat, what does that mean? Hitting the strategy?
Executing the strategy to its fullest.
Okay. Got it. That sounds like some early hip lingo that I just
wasn't aware of. Yeah, dude. I'm like, you know, becoming like taking L's and no cap, bro. It's a vibe. Just built different, dog.
Okay. Before we both have. Never mind. Question, though.
Yeah.
What are you now leveling? Because it sounds like you've leveled quite a bit with this tactic. Are you kind of like in a place where you're not leveling anything else anymore?
Well, before I answer that, let's go over the tactic. I'll credit Iceman Isaac because that's how I learned it. I don't know if he invented it. I assume not. But it's out there. Like, as soon as I started doing it, I realized a shitload of people in the lobby are doing the same. So it's pretty straightforward. The first step is you need to have the gun you want to level. So either you loot and buy it, you find it on the ground, or you can kind of skip ahead to step 2, which is safecracker contracts. So you do a safecracker, you have 3 safes to open. If you don't quite have the money to buy your gun, what you can do is start the safecracker, do the first safe, get the cash, then buy your gun. But the main thing is you do not want to complete a safecracker unless you have the gun you want to level, or else you're wasting time.
Yeah, and it'll level it fast too. It'll jump a couple of levels with the completion of each for sure.
Yeah, so then you go complete those 2 or 3. You finish out the safecracker. Again, make sure you have the gun out. When it completes, you're going to get a massive amount of XP. And I believe it's at the point where it's now exponentially stacking. So then if you go do a second safecracker, it's literally will jump. You'll get 6 levels sometimes in a single contract.
But I didn't realize that it compounds like that if you do multiples.
And I think I don't know if it's a purpose thing. I don't believe they've patched it, but I don't think this is going to be a long-term thing they leave in the game, because it's just wild how fast. It's like, I literally was like, oh my God, my M13 is already now to level like 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
But the second part of this is you do 2 of those, 3 if you're really getting greedy and good, and you're going to have an ass load of cash. Well, you can use that cash to level some more, because as it stands in Warzone 2, by making purchases at the buy station, you earn XP. So then you make your way to the buy station with that gun out you want to level. The one thing on the menu that's A, the cheapest, and B, does not run out, because certain things do run out at a buy station are plates. They're $400 for a set of plates. So you go in there, spend essentially all of your money on plates, and then you're going to rack up an enormous amount of XP right there. Level your gun a good 4, 5, 6 levels. So again, you do that over the course of 2 matches maybe. You will max level a gun. It's amazing. If you have teammates helping you with it, it's just as fast. You don't have to be the one physically finishing the contract. If your teammate does, you just kind of give a heads up. Okay, I'm going to finish it. Pull the gun out. It's fucking amazing. But yeah, that said, I've maxed out the M13, the Fennec. To answer your original question, what am I leveling? Right now, I'm kind of holding pat. Thanks to, you know, laws of gravity and that 2 weeks in Modern Warfare, I have the fucking Kazdov 7.62 max, the RPK, the TAC-56, the M13, as I said, the M4, the Vaznev, the Fennec, the Lachman sub.
You have all of those max
the
leveled?
AK-74U or Kazdov 7.48U. Yes, I have all of those maxed out, babe.
Wow, look at this guy. Wow. I don't know if I have any weapons maxed out.
Damn. Well, so the strategy is legit. I definitely recommend with a teammate. But the other thing is you can just kind of play your matches too and just kind of go for safe crackers and make sure when it's time to finish them, you can find a gun or have a gun on you that you want to level up. But yeah, so that's definitely the move right now. It seems like in terms of the meta, TAC-56, very, very much in vogue. RPK, Kazdov 7.62. And then for the short range, I feel like the Fennec's really dominating the scene. It's kind of absurd, honestly. But to turn to you, what are your guns you're running now? What are your loadouts? Let's talk some fucking loadouts here. Warzone 2, baby.
So I need to update my loadouts. I haven't really spent the time to build the loadouts. I've been lazy and letting people... I've been giving people cash to buy me weapons that I've been using that other people have built because my shit's just not quite there yet. Right now, I know I do have a Lachman sub loadout that is also with Estrella. That is a restock loadout that I'll get if I can grab that. I still have my SPR from the multiplayer loadout because I just wanted to figure out a sniper, but I'll usually grab that SP50 that's at the buy when I do want a sniper. And then I think my other loadout, I did put the M13 in a loadout to give it a chance, to give it a try, because I feel like I want to have like a sniper M13 loadout. That seems like a good loadout to me. So I've been trying to level the M13, but I got to do more of this tactic that you discussed. My loadouts are in shambles. I'm not going to sit here and say I got it dialed in like you do and have every weapon that's new in this game leveled max. I don't have that right now. So I need to... I need to figure my life out. But I'll tell you, you dropped the Kazdov 7.62 for me. I don't know if that's doing it for me. I'm not sure if that's the one for me. I might have been the sight that you were using too. I was having a really hard time seeing. You had like the little square box with the little thing in it, which I feel like is more of like a mid-range. I need that long scope. I need to see the enemy's eyes when I'm looking at them from distance. So maybe that was the issue.
Well, yeah, I do have the VLK, which is a 4X, but I took it off it because I think the balancing is just too much for me. I was playing around with Kazdov builds off the start, 7.62, and then I moved over to the RPK, which I was liking the RPK, but it is just so slow. And then I saw this past week, they had like $100,000, like the first real big Warzone 2 tournament to happen. And the dude who won it, he was running the Kazdov 7.62. And so I got a hold of his build, which was actually a bit different than I had been running. Threw that on yesterday when I went into a session and had probably my best like session ever. I got my first like double kill where literally a team in a fucking car pulled up on me. I hit the car with a Semtex and then murked them both when they got out. It felt amazing. The Kazdov.
Incredible clip. You got to put that on the YouTube. It's an incredible clip.
I should. It was a nice amateur moment and just, yeah, 4 or 5 kills each round, just feeling good, hitting people at pretty good distances. Definitely the Fennec short range. I'd say definitely you want to level that thing up as soon as you can. Because the Lachman sub is good, but the Fennec's just toe-to-toe. It takes motherfuckers down.
Is so it the best short-range weapon?
I think de facto right now, yes.
Makes sense. Yeah, that thing fries. If you hit your shots, especially that head area.
Yeah, and I've been very tempted to go with the TAC 56 just because it's like every streaming clip I see they use it. It seems like you can get it to almost zero recoil. But it's just the Kazdov lover in me, the AK lover. I'm feeling good on it. So like I said at the top, you know, I had to get back to my roots. Feeling good about that. Kind of like where my loadouts are. Still getting the hang of like using restock with this new bag system because I was kind of explaining in a match today, I'm running into some problems where if you're carrying, like, let's say lethals or tacticals in reserve in your bag, it kind of fucks with restock because, like, so I have my two snapshots. If I use my two snapshots and I have another tactical, it will swap that in automatically. Oh. So then those start restocking. So it's like if I have a stun, then it swaps in the stun, then I'm out of, I can't get those snapshots back.
I wonder if there's a setting that you can choose so it doesn't automatically replenish it.
That's a good question. And I've noticed thing like we talked about, oh, do you have to equip stuff when it runs out if you have extras in your inventory? The one thing I will say for sure you do not have to do is with plates. So if you have like three sets of three plates in your bag, when you run out of plates, it automatically replenishes it. So that's kind of nice. So yeah. I don't know if I would make that switch. I think I just kind of have to figure out my gameplay a little more to adapt. It's like a new learning curve.
Yeah, I that's interesting. I had really thought about that because I don't really hold anything that is like I guess if you have restock and you're running the snapshots, that's really, yeah, it's kind of why you're doing it. But I'm just grabbing shit off the ground. I'm just in survival mode still. I haven't got quite to that tactical thought out decision process yet.
Yeah, this new bag system, it's still so much time and big gunfights too. Is like, I have my Semtex equipped and then I'm on a roof and I know they're going to push me. I'm like, oh my God, I need to throw on these proxy mines I've been keeping, and it'll take me like 20 seconds, it feels like, to swap and then swap back. And I just need to build that dexterity lickety splitter. Like when we were playing just now, I was trying to drop a muni box and it was a plate box, and then I went to go switch into my inventory to get the muni box and we got run up on, and it was like, it's just too crazy. There's a lot going on in this game.
Yeah, a lot of the backpack complicates things quite a bit.
Yes, indeed. But that's it in terms of loadouts. We talked about this strat. Another thing is, which you said you haven't maxed out a gun yet, so I don't know if it's applied, but because in order to do weapons or attachment tuning, you have to max out a gun to unlock that ability.
Mm.
And nowadays it's cool when you see builds and stuff on the internet, or like Warzone Loadout, who's definitely a go-to for me. They don't just share which attachments to use. They share the recommended tuning. And most people, what they did is they would take one of the tunings to the extreme. So like you can tune things, you know, two directions. Have you seen it at all? Have you played with tuning at all here?
No, because I haven't played with tuning at all because I don't have a fucking weapon that's maxed out. Have you tuned?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, tell me about your tuning.
I'm like a fucking mechanic over at the Pep Boys here. Yeah, so all of the recommended builds were like, tune it all the way towards recoil smoothness, or tune it all the way towards ADS. Well, True Game Data, you know, the master himself, Tester, actually released a pretty extensive video on weapons tuning. And what he found was interesting was, essentially, you're better served not going to the extreme. Pretty much going towards like 75% of the way, typically, is what you want. But the way to determine it is, as you're tuning, there's like a little graph. It's like a four... fuck, man. I don't even know what to call it. But there's like a Y and a Z axis, essentially. And then like a shape that'll kind of... It's almost like the triangle I had invented, you know, literally during our first season of podcasting. But now it's like a square instead of a triangle. And it shows you as you move the attachment, like what's being added and what's being taken away. Like, okay, now you're increasing the ADS, but then it's pulling away from the recoil. Well, essentially you want to look at that, and there's a sweet spot normally where it's like, okay, you'll maximize that one quality. And then if you go any further, you're not actually gaining that quality. It's just taking away from the other. I know this is probably convoluted, but essentially it's use that fucking graph. Hit that sweet spot. Don't go all the way one direction. Kind of back it off a little.
So have you looked at pictures of other people's tuning forks online and seeing what the move is?
I haven't. The builds haven't been updated to to accommodate for this. All these recommended tunings I've seen are all fully the extreme one way or the other. So I just kind of only have done it so far with my 7.62 Kazdov to kind of, and again, it seems like it's a pseudoscience. But yeah, I was just looking at that graph and I was like, okay, now I'm moving it up. Okay, the recoil I see is growing. And then it kind of hits a wall. And if you keep going, the recoil doesn't grow, but it starts taking away your ADS. So I was like, oh, let me back off, get that ADS back that I would have lost. It's kind of a weird thing, but.
Yeah, I mean, I do you think that it's actually accurate too when you're like manipulating these? Have you noticed a difference?
Not, I mean, if you go in the gun range and like do the extreme, like if you don't tune an attachment versus do, I definitely do notice a different. And I definitely notice a different across attachments, which is cool because there's just so fucking many.
So do you like this?
I mean, I'm still torn on this whole tuning thing, but I do like the whole new attachment system. Like you go out there and you're not seeing the same build. People say like, this is the build for the TAC 56. And it's like, you'll see five or six different builds, different muzzles, different optics, different suppressors, or I guess that's a muzzle, you know, different barrels. So I do like that whereas before, like we said, when you would build a Modern Warfare AR, it was like the same blueprint for every single gun, monolithic suppressor, longest barrel, biggest mag, and a commando foregrip, and then in the VLK. And that was literally copy and paste across the board, every fucking AR. Now, totally different. So I like that. But in terms of this tuning thing, I don't know if it was a bridge too far.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, you have to be excited that there's so much variety in the weaponry. I mean, it's honestly so overwhelming to me. I don't even know where to begin at times with the weapons. It's not as cut and dry as like these are the ones you got to run. It kind of is, but it's pretty like ambiguous. What's the word I'm looking for? Ambiguous.
Ambiguous.
Ambiguous. Thank you. Yes, I had a long night last night. It's very ambiguous what you should be going with. It's almost like you gotta fucking either choose a sniper or an AR. Like, what are the LMGs? I don't even know what LMGs are rocking these days. Like, I don't even know.
The RPK is an LMG. Yeah.
RPK is, oh, got it. Okay.
But then there's this RAAL, the RAAL, which I used a ground loot one. It fucking hit like a Mack truck. And I've seen if you build it out right, it literally, I saw someone, they had their finger off of the sticks and they were just aiming down sight shooting and it was literally staying centered for an LMG. But the trade-off is it's extremely slow, which, back to the triangle, dude. They took notes and they are executing that. So you might want to look into the RAAL because, again, the damage factor was fucking noticeable, but a lot of people are just shying away from it.
Yeah. Is it the RAAL or the RAL? Or RAAL, whatever.
It's RAAL. I don't know if it's pronounced RAAL or whatever. One and the same.
I grabbed one of those when we were just playing and I shot it and you're right. It was like butter. I was like, what is this? I hadn't heard of this gun before. This is nice. And that felt like a big old smooth hog, you know?
Yeah. And in terms of smooth hogs, that was the reason I kind of got off the Kazdov 7.62 is I was in the firing range kind of doing side by side and my RPK, which was the LMG, it felt like it had less recoil. And I don't know if it still does because I've since changed that 7.62 build, but the LMGs are definitely in the mix here. So I would not shy away from that.
Yeah. It's exciting. Very exciting.
But I mean,
get my hands on.
Yeah. To answer your kind of philosophical existential crisis is I say, just look inside of your heart, you know, trust yourself, follow your fucking heart. Like when you go to your loadout and you're going to summon a gun from the nether realm, like, close your eyes. What is that gun you feel in your hand? You know, is it heavy? Is it slim? What is it?
It's lethal and heavy and it's cold to the touch.
Okay.
But it gets so hot that I have to switch to my other weapon, which is a much smaller, more agile weapon that I can move around with easily. And so I'm thinking, I'm imagining an SMG LMG situation.
There we go, dude.
And a couple of MGs, basically two sizes of MGs.
Well, you trust yourself, you trust your heart, you go with it. And you can also use that firing range too, if you really need the side by side, which is such a cool little feature. But yeah, there's no, you know, right or wrong. I mean, I feel like only there's some guns that'll get you in trouble. They're not necessarily viable, but I don't think you're chasing any of those. So yeah, roll with it. Or like you've been doing, pick up buddy's guns, have them buy you one at the buy until you find something. But there's definitely, it's out there, man. The one for you is out there.
All right. Well, I need to find the one or two, I guess.
All right. Well, in terms of finding the one, kind of brings me to my next topic I want to get your opinion on, which was quite a change here in Warzone 2.0. Is at the buy station, you know, the two categories are weapons and equipment. Well, when it comes to the equipment side, the big change is certain items have a finite amount. Some loadouts, some buy stations, you can only buy one UAV at, and then they expire. What are your thoughts on this new approach to, like, limited amount of items available for purchase?
I think it's interesting. It's kind of a pain in the ass at times, but it's also a fun little wrinkle. It keeps the game interesting, I guess. I mean, I'm not against it at all. I kind of like it. What do you? I'm curious, actually. I'm not sure how you side on this.
I like it, but I do think they should increase maybe the available. Like, it's one UAV at a buy for how many limited amount of buy stations it seems like on the map. Maybe make it two. Maybe make it three. But I understand they don't want. It's kind of an interesting solution because I'm sure on one hand they're like, well, we need to raise the prices for everything. People shouldn't be able to spam UAVs. But then on the flip side, that just creates another problem. So this was, I think, a good solution, but I think maybe they took it a little too far where, you know, something like UAVs, make that a little more available, but not to where, oh, there's a fire cell, somebody's literally buying fucking 12 UAVs.
Yeah. I also, though, I think the finding of specifically UAVs, they're on the ground. We find them on the ground quite a bit. You know, yeah. I feel like they're almost making that more of like the gameplay as opposed to, it's less a strategical play. Like, you can't count on buying a UAV. It's not like, oh, we got to go get a UAV. It's like, you know, hopefully we find one kind of thing, which I like that because then the people that have all the money and are really good at killing people, they're not necessarily just pocketing UAVs on the reg, you know?
Yeah, I that's a good point. I think half the time we use them in my games is they're found. So I like that. And they do have this restock thing that happens kind of halfway through a match where all of the loot, I think, replenishes. And I don't know if like those re-show up. But like you said, early on, more often than not, someone on your team, if you're running a quad, will find one. So I like that, but I still think maybe increase the ability to, or just make more buy stations maybe, because there is a limited amount of buy. And the other thing that kind of coincides with this topic is, seems like there's way less cash in Warzone 2.0.
Yes. Well, in the quantities of cash are smaller. You can find like $100 and it's like, okay, I need to find 50 piles of that to get my loadout weapon at the buy. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. But strangely enough, I was running around the airport area today. I found a duffel bag of $5,000 just laying out in the middle of nowhere. It's just weird. The cash thing is kind of all over the map, I've noticed.
Yeah, I think that's literally the first person I've ever seen have that. Like, that's the most amount of cash I feel like any teammate I've had has found, other than like on a dead body, which I don't think that's what happened. And like you said, it's a late game, you're scrapping to find the money to buy back, it can be a nightmare. So I don't know how I land on this. It's very feast or famine. Like, pro tip out there, if you haven't already discovered, if you are looking for cash, the gas stations are definitely a hot spot for that. They seem to all have cash registers and a lot of money on the shelves, so those spots. But it's like, once those are picked dry, I don't know. Are you into this new dearth of cash, or you feel like there should be more, or what?
You know, it's funny because the only thing that I really associate with cash at this point is buying back teammates and buying like an individual weapon that you need with $5,000 at the buy. Cash doesn't have the same weight to it now that you can't buy a fucking real loadout for the team. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's like, I think it's less about cash at this point, but I'm not that unopposed to it, but there's times where, like, the cash is minimal, but then I'll look up at a game and someone's got like $20,000. And I'm like, where the hell did that come from? You know? So I don't know. It kind of, I feel like it evens itself out. I don't think it's like too aggressive either way.
And I think it was a listener we had emailed. They made it, I thought, an interesting and good point. And they feel like this is obviously a decision, a conscious decision. And they felt like it works because they think that fundamentally the largest source of finding cash in the game should be completing contracts. And that's definitely how it is. Like, you do these Safecracker contracts, you're not going to have a shortage of cash. That's probably what you're seeing. Like, a teammate who just did one of those, you get like 16 grand, you bang that thing out. So it is very feast or famine. I do, I guess, think that's interesting. But at the same side, I think if you're looting, you know, 10 buildings, you should be able to find like 4K worth of money, which I don't feel like that's the case right now.
Yes. I mean, the least of my worries is figuring out money at this point. It's hitting shots, trying to survive. Honestly, I rely on my teammate to worry about the money situations. I'm just trying to keep my shit together. You know what I mean? Like,
I respect that.
I'm having a hard time right now. It's been this last session we just had right before we recorded this was humbling, to say the least. I did just Google, though. They don't have a place where you can check your stats, your KD, your wins, and all that shit, which I think probably, I mean, is right now probably a good thing. I just hope that they don't restart that when they do come out with it, because I padded it so heavy off the top. So I'm hoping that
it's like, being tracked somewhere. It's just not accessible.
Yeah. Well,
because
it's got to come out eventually, right? Yeah. They got to share that stuff eventually.
Well, I mean, you can go in and check your stats for multiplayer now, and all of the stuff we had done before being able to do that, it was tracking since the beginning. It's just the visibility wasn't available, whereas for Warzone stats, still not available through the game UI. No website that shows that as of now I'm aware of, so hold tight. Hold your fucking breath. I'm worried. I know I'm underwater. I just hope I'm not too far underwater, because we talked about, man, we were dying for this day to get our KDs back to zero, and now I'm already like falling behind the mountain team going up Everest. You know, I'm like, wait up. Fuck.
Yeah, dude. We're fucked. I'm fucked, dude. I'm in a bad place mentally. It's not looking good.
What a shift from speaking last week. You know, he's flexing all over.
Highs and lows.
Calling himself the clutch master, all this. Yeah, highs and lows, man. Some things highs never change. The more they stay the same, more that, you know. But let's move on. Final discussion topic in terms of buying and weapons and equipment. Seems like a lightning rod in the community right now are these bomb drones, which seem absolutely overpowered, OP for the little lads there. You're able to get an instant down easily. You'd barely hear them coming. You can take out three people at a time. They're pretty prevalent on the map. You can now buy them at the stations too. Any thoughts on bomb drones?
I haven't actually used one successfully, but I have been used as a target with an enemy killing me. So I'm very familiar on that end of things. Also, I've seen videos of friends of ours playing and getting like quad kills and just like, you know, wrecking ass in the house. So I mean, I like them. I dig them. They're sneaky, you know, they kind of come right up on you. And if you're not ready for it, I mean, I don't really know, unless you see it. I've gotten killed by them inside of like a warehouse, which is also even more disturbing. You're not safe anywhere. I've actually never even picked one up. I haven't seen any ground loot on the map, which is weird. I feel like I should have crossed paths with one by now, but I haven't. And that's, are you successful with these? Like, I'm not. I'm curious if you are.
Well, I mean, we talked about, I think on the first impressions, how I said my first day or first session ended without a kill. My very first kill in Warzone 2.0 was thanks to a bomb drone. I found one. I picked some poor bastard out that was nearby me. I fucking downed him, and then I was close enough to go finish him off.
Yes, and was that just one individual? It's not like you wiped the team.
It was just one, and I've used him since. A lot of times I'll kill people too far or down people too far away from me, and I can't fool them. But my thing is, I don't think you take them out of the game or nerf it to where it's not an instant down, but I think something about it needs to be nerfed, and it is weird that there's regular recon drones and bomb drones, and it seems like bomb drones are just superior in every sense of the word. So I think maybe one way they could nerf it would be like the ability, because you can just like magnetically x-ray vision see people when you're in those drones. They just have squares around them. So I think that ability should be nerfed to some degree for the bomb drone.
I'd get on board with that. Yeah, maybe they don't have a thermal. They don't have, it's way harder to find people. Yeah.
Or like slower. I don't know. Maybe they do have less battery or whatever, you know, life duration. Maybe there are differentiators, but right now I feel like they're just really fucking good. So yeah, I'm out there. I'm with them out there, or make them way louder. That's the other thing. Maybe they're just way louder than recon drones or like silent.
Have you seen anybody, like use a bomb drone to blow up a vehicle?
I have not seen that, but
like you could get a quad kill if you like had a squad in a car and you just flew the bomb into the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, in that clip I shared, I stuck a car with a grenade and that didn't blow it up. So I don't know if a bomb drone would be enough.
But you down two with that, right?
That's true. Yeah. You down them. I think they'd fall out of the car downed. Maybe it would blow up, but that's yet to be seen. But kind of speaking of silent, all of that, that's the biggest thing I've noticed in terms of like coming from the multiplayer is the footsteps are borderline silent in fucking Warzone. And I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable. I got killed from behind. Guy walked up right behind me and fucking blew me apart. Didn't hear him at all. I was waiting, listening. I thought someone was around me in here. Shit, it was fucking terrible. The goddamn audio still fucking sucks in this game.
That's what's so crazy is the footsteps audio was terrible in Warzone 1. And you had to think like that was going to be a fundamental priority for this game. And overall, I think the audio itself is way improved. And it felt like in multiplayer, the footsteps were pretty good, like balanced. They had the cool thing where you could kind of differentiate between enemies and friends. But it seems like they just threw that out the window for Warzone. I don't know if something's broken, like the code's not working, but especially in buildings, you're upstairs in a building, you don't hear someone coming, and it's just nuts to me.
It is nuts, and it's true. I don't like this. It's Dr. Disrespect harps on this chord all the time, how bad the audio is. I haven't played other video games, but it seems like if that's his impression, there must be other games that have good audio. I imagine, right? There has to be good audio in other games if he's like assuming this game should have that level of audio. Why wouldn't they fucking hire a new audio team? Like, how is this still a thing? It's unbelievable.
It is. I really hope this is something that's patched because I see a ton of outcry. There was a rumor out there that there was, so there's skill-based matchmaking where, you know, you're a shittier player, you get in shittier lobbies, you're a better player, you get in better lobbies. There was a theory, though, that there was skill-based footsteps where better KD players were hearing them quieter and shittier players would hear louder. True Game Data tested that. I saw he thoroughly debunked it. But if you go and check out his video where he's testing footsteps audio, you can hear just how quiet it is. He literally will test a guy running up on you, and you literally don't hear him until they're, like, within feet of you. So it's objectively just broken, and its footsteps is so fundamental in this game, especially with the TTK being so fast. Like, throw me a fucking bone, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. What else? How many times do we have to talk about it? Never going to get fixed.
And the red dot thing's not in Warzone either, where people fire loud, they show up on the radar. That's not a thing anymore. So it's just like, how are we supposed to know where the fucking enemy is unless we literally see them with our own two eyes? There's got to be some other ways we can, you know, make that happen.
Yeah. And by we, you mean the developers at Activision.
Yeah, I guess. That's my main gripe right now with this game is really the footsteps. I can deal with the bag system, the bomb drones, all that. But if I die and I'm playing smart and I just literally don't hear someone approaching me full sprint, tactical sprint, you know, he just bashed in a door in my building, ran up three flights of stairs, I don't hear him, that's going to piss me off.
Yeah. And I also just love to blame the audio for why I die, even though it's probably not the reason I died. But I do like, you know, it's probably true.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You know, the excuses you need, you got to find.
It's a game of excuses.
Well, I guess let's take a temperature check then. You know, I think coming from last week, we're both feeling very positive about new Warzone. How are you feeling another week in?
I'm feeling You know, I'm still very interested in the game. I still am excited to play the game. I definitely like the game. So from that temperature, it's a good temperature. It's a comfortable temperature. I'm a little, I need to get better. You know, no else to say it. I think people are getting better at the game too. I think the level of gameplay is starting to go up. You know, the good people are starting to realize how to win, what to play with. And like, it's getting harder and harder, and you got to keep up with that learning curve there, you know? And so,
yeah. I mean, I'm still loving the game more so than I was, because now I'm actually getting some fucking kills, as opposed to still getting shit on pretty regularly. But, you know, finding more of a strat, finding more of just like understanding the game, how to get into danger, how to get out of it. But yeah, I'm still overwhelmingly positive, and like, I'm not looking back to Warzone 1 with any sort of nostalgia or like, maybe I should re-download it and see how it is. Are you in that same boat?
No, I don't have any nostalgia. I'm looking ahead, baby. I'm trying to forge forward with this new Warzone to get better at this one. I like this one. It's fun. I'm having a great time, you know, and the movement is it does level the playing field in a sense, which I do really enjoy as well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, we here on the Warzone Amateur Hour, pretty overwhelmingly positive. Seeing in the Discord, also very positive. But in the community as a whole, there's a lot of saltiness and, I don't know what you call it, sadness, whatever. People want the game, like True Game Data himself saying he just doesn't think he can stick with it at this point, and he doesn't think he likes the game. J-God kind of being a little whiny. A lot of the streamers whining. So there is quite a bit of negative sentiment out there, but then on the flip side, a lot of streamers, especially ones in this tournament that did well, are like, this is the shit. I love it. There's so many, you know, there's some things you don't like about the game, but they can be fixed. So I don't know if you have any just like thoughts on where the community's at and this like little kind of sentiment.
Yeah, I saw that. It kind of sounded like a little bit like cry me a fucking river, man. Like, come on, just play the game. Shut your mouth. Like, don't be a loser. Like, come on. Yeah. You miss your movement. You miss your dad. It's like, get out of here. Play, learn the new game. Quit living in the past, you know?
Yeah. And it's always this grass is always greener. And it was like,
that's a good way of putting it. These motherfuckers, everyone out there is like, no one's ever happy with it. It's always a discussion about like, we just got like a brand new map. Overwhelming positive feel. Like, and then now it's this shit. It's always something. It's always fucking something.
Yeah, and I saw some tweet from, like, this big streamer, and they're like, Warzone 2 is great, but ... And they're like, that's really how I feel about this game. And it's like, that's how you fucking felt about Warzone 1. Like, there was never a point in time where people are like, this game is perfect, it's great. Literally, the majority of the time, people were complaining about it. I've been going back, as I've mentioned, listening to some of our earlier podcasts, and we were so much more negative for a time there during the Black Ops seasons. It was like, this game sucks. It might die. We've got friends walking away. So it's just like absurd. And the biggest thing I have a gripe with right now among the community is they're acting like, oh, this game is totally catered to casuals and the skill gap has just been ruined. There should be a skill gap where, you know, the good skill players can excel. And I think it's fucking bullshit, the majority of people that say that. Because if you're a fucking streamer out there, a first-person shooter streamer, and you're really interested in a game with skill gap, then why aren't you playing Counter-Strike? Or one of these other hardcore-ass games where the fucking skill gap is literally, you know, the size of the Sears Tower.
I agree. I agree. I think that people just, you know, I think there's this, and you know what, sue me. Actually, don't sue me, but, you know, I'm going to just say it. You know, there's a lot of, you know, got people out there that are streamers that are little bitches that, like, you know, they sit in front of a computer and play little video games their entire life, and they want it the way that they want it. And it's like, you know what? No, fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Again, there's other games out. You want the hardcore shit. If you really do want it, it's out there. But you don't want that. You just want
this is a greater, deeper psychological conversation, but like people that are, as we host a podcast and discuss our thoughts, this might be super meta or like super ironic, I'm not sure, but people that are on social media and streaming and putting their face out there and doing all this, there's a bit of like, they have to say shit like that to get the attention, to be a part of the conversation, because that's their income. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like, do they really feel that way? Or are they just fucking, you know, are they playing the violin so people will pay attention?
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. It's just, I'm tired of it again. You know, these guys like Aiden, Huskers, you know, some of the top players from Warzone 1, they're not having major problems. They're able to adapt. They're crushing it in these tournaments. Like we saw Iceman Isaac did really well. He's loving the state of the game. So it's like, adapt, deal with it. This is not Warzone 1. If you want Warzone 1, Caldera's there. Go play it. Go shred it. But nobody else is doing that. We're all figuring out this new world. So get on fucking board. Wipe your little tears. Or just delete the game and shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I just turned on Dr. Disrespect's stream right now. He's streaming with Z Laner. I just watched Z clutch a... He got 26 kills, and they won a quads as a duo. Z Laner is an incredible player. So yeah, I mean, the cream will raise to the top. These people that are complaining about it hurting them, they ain't that good.
I'm with you. And as kind of a final addendum, one discovery this week that was interesting was like, there's fundamental changes between this and the last game. The last game seemed, as we've said a lot of times talking about it, so much more predictable, so much more like... less gray area. Whereas I feel like in this new Warzone, there's a lot of gray area. And one thing they've discovered is recoil patterns. So if you ADS a gun and go shoot at there's a door in this firing range. You go shoot at that door with four separate clips, you're going to get four separate recoil patterns, even if it's the same exact gun, same exact build. Whereas that wasn't the case in Warzone 1. A gun had a definitive recoil pattern that every time you shoot it, it would follow that. So people could A, learn it, or B, they would have like the fucking Cronus that would kind of program that shit in. Whereas now, that's not the case. You got to kind of learn to like ride the wave, feel the gun. It's not going to hit the same way every single time you fire it. And that's been a real lightning rod. But I'm with the people in the community. They're like, you got to learn to really master recoil control and adapt. You can't just learn this thing. And he's also like, and Cronus can't really adjust for this either. So
what is Cronus?
So it's not cheating technically, as far as I know. I don't know if they're banned in competitive scenes. I don't even know if you could diagnose it, but you now can go buy one, and it's essentially you plug your controller into it, and there's like drivers and stuff you can download it where it basically just like does these little micro adjustments to make you way more accurate and on target. So like it can make a gun that has let's say the AMAX in the old gun, you download like the AMAX fucking driver or whatever. I don't even know if they're called drivers or whatever. Then when you'd use the AMAX, the Cronus would compensate for all those little micro changes and it would just be way easier to control.
Dude. I'm going to get one of these. That sounds amazing.
We do not use Cronuses. We are amateurs.
So wait, so you buy them and then you like plug them into your controller?
Your controller plugs into it. You have to plug it into your computer first to like I said, download the drivers and all that. But again, with this new recoil thing, I don't know if they're as effective, but yeah, they're.
Why didn't we talk about these 2 years ago?
We've mentioned Cronus, and a ton of streamers out there have been accused of using them. There's kind of running jokes with some people saying like, oh, they use a Cronus. But I don't know. I've never used one. I don't have an interest in it. It just feels fucking fake, dude. We're about integrity. We've said that from the beginning.
Totally. They're not that expensive, yeah,
like,
though.
It's Black Friday. Let me see if they got a fucking sale.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they're like $70. Anyway, okay. Oh. I have a feeling we're going to have some great clips coming out from the Warzone Amateur Hour once I...
Yeah, right. Cowboys, really? His KD is...
Oh, my KD's out of control. Wow, he's hitting all the shots. Wow, it's really... I've turned a page. Wow.
The other thing is you can use them on a console, as far as I understand, whereas like a lot of these hacks, you need a computer. But again, we're not a Cronus program here. We frown upon that. But one final thing to talk about, which was pretty... surprising to see. It's a saga we've been tracking here on the Warzone Amateur Hour since the beginning. could have massive implications on the future of Call of Duty, specifically for console gamers. And that is, of course, Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard, which has been going through like the bureaucracy, because it doesn't just have to get approved in the United States. It has to get approved in, a dozen or so countries, the EU kind of being the main other hurdle outside of the United States. And we talked about way back, like, oh, the SEC isn't going to be looking into this. It would potentially be the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, but we don't know what's going to come of that. It seemed like things were kind of moving along, but then kind of a bombshell, at least from a pleb like me, you know, lawyer, not a lawyer, could probably pass the bar, but have not taken the bar. And that's that Politico is reporting that the FTC is going to file an antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft to prevent their acquisition of Activision Blizzard.
Really?
Yes.
So what does that mean? I feel like we called this a long time ago, right?
I'm pessimistic about antitrust enforcement in this company, in this country. I don't want to get political at all, but I just feel like, you know, they don't give a fuck about monopolies or these companies getting massive. There's like four companies that own like all the television stations, you know, in the world. So I figured, oh, they won't bat an eye. So I was personally surprised to see this. But on the flip side, in reading the comments, there's some people who are actual lawyers chiming in saying, really, this is...
Why do you say it like that? Why do you say actual lawyers like we're not lawyers?
I don't know, but I don't want to dive into that too much. But the gist from those lawyers, quote unquote, is that they feel this isn't actually mean that the FTC is going full throttle to block this, to stop this merger from happening. They more so think they're doing it so that they can get some concessions. So I don't really know what that means. Like, maybe they just don't want it to be like a carte blanche, like, okay, you own them, take them over. It's going to be like they're going to have to make some concessions in order to make this deal happen, but it's still possible it could really get blocked. I don't know, but pretty interesting shit.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I wonder, like, yeah, but there's like a lot that I feel like is, you could go on your own little podcast to discuss like the fallout of that and what that means for like the future of gaming and like how do deals get made now? I don't know. That's fascinating. I mean, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, so, fuck them.
A lot of differing opinions on what this means, what's going to happen, if it'll really mean anything in the end. But as of now, like we said from the beginning, you know, this was announced, this acquisition, but it's certainly far from official. A lot of going back and forth between Sony and Microsoft in terms of trying to block this or justify it. So we'll see. But yeah, that was a big story. I had to share that because, again, we just track fucking everything. We're your source of all things Warzone, aside from any Cronus-related stuff.
Well, let's not exclude the Cronus, because I'm literally on a website looking at them, and it's... Jesus. Is it Cyber Monday a thing? Maybe I'll wait till Monday, but we'll figure that out. No, I mean, maybe I'll cut that out of this. We don't need to worry about that.
All right. Well, that's really it for me in terms of this episode. Again, we still haven't dug into DMZ, because I still haven't really gotten into it. I've only played just the one round where I got the M13, but... Do you have a better idea for like what DMZ is now? Any interest in it?
No. I did do a DMZ to get the M13, right? That's the game mode that you play. Yep. Yeah. So I've been in there. I did do it. I don't, you know, I'm getting so much enjoyment out of like proximity chat and real people and just, so no, I'm not that, but again, I guess I haven't really given it the time of day because I've been so enamored with the actual Battle Royale. So
yeah.
What about you? Have you been diving in there?
No, just like you, that one time, the sentiment in the community when it first dropped was like, oh, not that good. But I feel like over time, as more and more people have played it, they're starting to enjoy it more. And essentially, it is more of a, it's for more of like people that want like a ongoing saga. Like they want to level up their guy, gain more gear, better weapons, and kind of cash in over time, as opposed to like a Warzone round is essentially when it's over, you start fresh every time. Yeah, maybe you've got better guns leveled, but There's not this whole thing where, like, if you die with a, it's quote unquote, insured gun, it's like your custom gun you bring into a DMZ round. If you die with that, you can't use that gun for like a set amount of time. There's also like these factions you can join and these kind of missions you can do. So it's an interesting thing. It's still in beta. So I have to imagine we probably will wait until it's maybe officially like out to dive into it. If you're really into DMZ stuff, let us know. But for now, yeah, we're really sticking to our core Warzone amateur hour shit. And that is going to do it for us on the Warzone amateur hour this week. Our second full week in Warzone 2.0, getting our feet wet a bit. The cowboy going to set forth on a mission to find that weapon, to find his North Star. So say a prayer from if you're out there, share some recommendations as well.
Yeah, give me some tips. I might have to go with one of these Krampuses, and I'm just having a hard time with figuring out like what it is I need to do to hit my shots, but I will figure it out.
A Krampus or a Cronus?
Cronus. What did I say?
Krampus. He hasn't made an appearance since the Caldera days.
Oh, that's, wow, weird.
No word from him showing up yet, but yeah, you know, our Warzone time's only going up. Loving the game, loving where we're at, loving the community, loving all the shit that's happening. So thank you all. We're going to take a week to explore some more, get some shit going. We will talk to you all next week. And until then,
good luck in the gulag. It's 2-on-2s if you hadn't played it yet. I'm having a very hard time playing it.